If this show was a fair food, it'd be a funnel cake. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
It's a good day.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Normally we got time for pitter-patter, but...
It's fall.
It's fall. There's no nip in the air, but the fair is here.
Yeah.
Euros, funnel cakes, Ferris
wheels. Demolition derby.
Demo derby. That's a good call. Yep. Where you can see the WDRT car win, I assume.
Also, and fall pledge drive is tomorrow, so...
Also,
well, by the time you hear this, it'll be done.
Yep, it will have happened. You will have donated your time and money already, and we thank you for it.
Yeah, there you go.
It's been a really good sports week, so we're going to dive right square in.
It's been a week.
That too. I'm going to start right at the top and just gloss over real quick. Your Milwaukee Brewers. Just kidding, you're a Twins fan.
Yes.
Our Milwaukee Brewers, 81-63 on the season.
Oh, good job.
That's 144 games. I did that math. 162 gets you there. They got 18 games left. They're three games up in the Central. They're almost assured a playoff spot, if not winning the division. They got a couple games against the Cubs and Cardinals to finish off the end of the year, but they played really, really average again this week. I think they were 5-5 again in their last 10.
Yep.
Brandon Woodruff came back, pitched a unbelievable game the other day, complete game, shutout, like 10 strikeouts, looking like the Brandon Woodruff of old. The Brewers also managed to lose a game this week. They no-hit the Yankees for 11 innings. And still lost the game in the 13th inning. Yeah, it was a...
How does that
happen, man? Pitching and defense keeps you in games. They walked enough guys to give up a run or two, but no hitter. So that was the Brewers' week. They've got Marlins, I think, for a couple more games, and then we dip into something like Nationals and Cardinals and Cubs to finish off the year. But next week, we'll talk next week.
Next week
we'll get a little closer because we'll be talking playoff rotations and signings and things like that. But really, really, really wanted to talk about football this week, believe it or not.
I will say that my Twins are 7 games up, so they're pretty much...
locked into?
Yeah.
Okay. They have the same thing. Nobody in that division besides the Twins are any good.
Yeah. So we have that hope still alive.
I cannot believe...
that Brewer Twin Super... World Series. Yeah.
3-0, 159 games, and we're actually closer now, once again, than we were. That is fantastic news.
Okay.
I like it.
Football?
Football. Let's go.
Or do you want to do Badgers?
No, we'll go college football. We'll start football, and then we'll slowly dip our way in. The Badgers, over the weekend, lost again to Washington State. I cannot remember. The score wasn't close. I think they lost by about 15 points or so. Washington State's defense for the second year in a row looks like a Big Ten defense. They stopped them. It's amazing what happens when you've got good, strong, tough defense, and they stopped the Badgers' spread offense. The Badgers chose not to run the ball for the entire first half. I think they had about three, maybe four rushes in the entire first half. They were passing a lot. It looked like a big old spread offense. It looked like they were... And then in the second half, their offense did do okay. Tanner Mordecai looked like he made a couple of really nice, we'll call them Sunday-level throws. He looked like a pro on a couple of throws, footwork and things like that. Badgers' defense didn't make the stops when they had to. Cameron Ward, the quarterback for Washington State, looked like the best player on the field for either team. They lost to Washington State for the second year in a row. I'm really glad that that series is over.
31-22.
So they're 1-1 going. I think they got one more cupcake game. This week is against a Georgia Southern, which pretty sure that's a FCS school. I don't think that they are in...
I don't know where everybody's at after the fallout and everything else.
Georgia Southern is a small school.
Yeah.
Wisconsin is favored by... I think it's at least 20 points. 19, 20 points favored by... I hope they win 56-2. They need that. I would really like to see them just stomp all over somebody before they start the Big Ten season.
Then it's Purdue, Rutgers, Iowa.
Oof. And Iowa's ranked in the top 25 for the first time in a very long time, which is strange to see. They've got a stretch in there that goes Iowa, Illinois, Ohio State.
Yep, Indiana, Northwestern, and Nebraska.
At least a couple of those teams, none of those teams besides Ohio State are ranked in the top 25.
Yeah, but still. College is so unpredictable because sometimes, right now, those teams you go, we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. You know, it just happens. It's like this year's the big boys.
Right. No, you're right.
It's like Texas beating Alabama.
That was a really good game, too. Right. I upgraded to having cable for the football season, so I was able to watch an entire Saturday of football and an entire Sunday and an entire Monday of football.
Were you okay?
I was great.
Yeah.
I'm still riding that wave, man. Yeah. I'm still up on top of that one. Between that and fantasy football, it starts very much in my house, very much. It's hard to find me.
It's hard
to really get my attention for much of anything.
Okay.
So that was the college side of things. Like I said, Georgia Southern, like to see them win. I'd like to see, they should win this game. If not, we'll talk a lot about why they didn't win. But in bigger and better news.
Is there anything else to talk about? Like in the NFL or anything? I mean.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Good guy. No. Nah. Oh, yeah, good guy? Really? The NFL's a good guy. All right. Yeah, questionable.
Really, really evil.
Let's start with my favorite thing that actually happened over the entire weekend. How'd the Vikings do?
They did really good.
No. Oh, that was it?
No, they
That's
didn't.
Not what we talked about.
They looked rough.
Did they win?
No, they did not win.
Mm.
Baker Mayfield and Tampa Bay Bucks beat us.
I like that.
We're favored by like six.
Yeah, we talked about this. They're the worst team in football. And you lost to the worst team in football, which means you're the worst team in football now.
We're still ranked. We're like now power ranked 17th.
Ooh, that feels down, I'd imagine.
Some of them have the Washington Commanders ranked ahead of us.
Well, I mean, they didn't lose to the Buccaneers. So
true story.
They should be. Tell me about the game.
Kurt did all right. I mean, he had 344 yards of passing.
Kurt Cousins, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. One interception, several touchdowns. But he was running for his life. The center, Garrett Bradbury, went out early, so we had a backup.
Mm, that happened last year during the playoffs,
it didn't do well.
It didn't help.
You know, it's like the backup just goes, oh, I got to play now. Oh, okay.
And
so
he didn't
do well. The whole offensive line was not good.
It was offensive, was it?
When you're a Viking fan, your offensive line is always offensive.
Which is
every year.
I mean,
it's like, can't you just grab somebody?
I can name Hall of Fame linemen on the Vikings, just none recently.
None
in the last like 20 years.
No.
But I remember they've had a couple that were really, really good.
They had some good. Why can't we find another couple good ones?
Oh yeah, no, you have Kirk Cousins. You're not going to win a Super Bowl ever. So that's why that's happening.
So defense did look better though. They were hustling.
Yeah,
they were week one, I think, the most blitzing team.
Perfect.
Brian Flores, that's the way he goes.
That's what he does. Yeah, Brian Flores, when he was the defensive coordinator for the Patriots, that's what he did. When he was the head coach for the Dolphins, that's what he did. When he was the D coordinator last year for the Steelers, that's what he's one of the best getting to the quarterback.
The weird twist to that was that Baker Mayfield was bragging that by the second half, he knew what the defense was going to do.
Hmm. Interesting.
So I'm like, that's got to be a lie because it's still Baker.
I mean, maybe he's smarter. Maybe he's not very good at throwing, but he's real smart. He just has a terrible arm.
He just can't do it.
His arm's not good, but his brain is super good.
I mean, they looked all right. I mean, passing wise,
Jordan Addison, their first round rookie, he had a touchdown, right?
Yep, 61 yards, touchdown. Looked great. I mean, the route he ran, he's got sure hands.
Yeah.
JJ Justin Jefferson, 150 yards, no TDs. But
yeah, I got him on a couple fantasy football teams. He's so far as good as advertised in one game.
I mean, Kurt spread it out. TJ Hockenson was TJ. KJ Osborne was in there. Alexander Mattison.
Yeah, I was going to ask about their running for the game. How did their?
I mean, it wasn't great
because
I
watched Dalvin Cook on Monday. Dalvin Cook looked pretty helpful and good for the Jets.
He looked pretty motivated.
He looked tinny a little bit.
a little bit.
Yeah.
As long as he can stay healthy, but it wasn't great. I mean, when they did hand it off, he looked good. But they only handed off. Let's see. Alexander Mattison had 11 carries. Ty Chandler had 3 carries.
Okay.
So they're doing the passing offense heavy.
15. I mean, 15 rushes doesn't feel like enough to win games, but I mean, I don't know. They didn't
win this
one.
We'll find out. I mean, there was, like I said, Kirk Cousins was scrambling for his life back there.
That is kind of his.
I'm sure he got hurt again, and he's going to linger. That's going to linger all season. So
every time Kirk Cousins looks like a NFL quarterback until he scrambles, and then he looks like a high school kid, just kind of running around back there, like his jersey somehow looks too big on him when he's running around back there.
Dad bod in the NFL.
A little bit. Yeah,
it's really what it is.
So they lost. Which is fine.
And I'm now looking forward to tomorrow night because they're playing on Thursday.
They are a Thursday game.
They're playing the Eagles.
Ooh, and the Eagles lost. Didn't the Eagles lose as well? The
Eagles didn't look good either.
Yeah, our pick'em did terrible, by the way. Our pick'em was pretty underwhelming this week. Right. Yeah.
I think you're seeing now the after effects of them losing both their OC and their DC.
Sure. They have a lot of talent, but
they're running similar stuff, I'm sure, but not same, you know. So there's that learning curve and figuring out what your DC and OC, like, how to do it.
And they did lose a couple of skill. They did lose players, the Eagles did.
I mean,
because when you're that good, you lose players.
I had Jalen Hurts on my fantasy team.
Didn't help.
No.
On our fantasy team, we had the Dallas Cowboys, by the way.
Yes.
The Dallas Cowboys fantasy, for anybody who plays fantasy football, which is, I assume, is all of you, the Dallas Cowboys fantasy the DJ over here and I are in a fantasy football team together that we drafted a couple weeks ago. We picked up the Dallas Cowboys defense. Our team was pretty underwhelming. We won. I'm assuming we won.
We won.
Lamar Jackson wasn't great. I don't know who was great, but the Dallas Cowboys defense had, I believe, two touchdowns. Well,
Christian McCaffrey was great.
Christian McCaffrey was great, too.
Yes.
Chris
Olave was really good. And then... Yeah, the Cowboys.
Cowboys defense had like 35 points.
Well, they had two TDs, two interceptions.
Yeah.
0 points. I mean,
they pitched a shutout against the Giants, and the Giants looked like the Giants of about 3 years ago before they fired their coach. They looked very, very, very bad.
Yeah, they look. You talk about Kirk Cousins running and looking like a.
Yeah.
I think Daniel Jones. I didn't see much of the game. I saw highlights, but he was running for his life, too, and just discombobulated.
He's a quarterback that doesn't look coordinated. He doesn't look fast.
Especially if we're getting a new contract in the offseason.
He's incredibly athletic. Does not look like it when he's scrambling around, though. He looks like Peyton Manning kind of fumbling around out there. That was your Packer, or that was your Vikings game.
Yep.
So that was good. What was even better? Did you know the Packers won? Oh, where's there? I went for your...
I was really rooting for Chicago.
Your silence really speaks volumes about
Chicago
that.
Chicago looked like Chicago.
For the first couple drives, Chicago looked okay.
Yeah.
Justin Fields looked okay. Jordan Love didn't look very good for the first two drives.
Yeah, nerves.
But then the rest of the game.
He looked good.
Jordan Love looked like equal to any quarterback.
There were some point in times in the game that the analysts were going, okay, this is what Aaron Rodgers looked like in the past, like at the same scope.
Sure, yeah.
You know, it's the 3 or 4 year mark where he went in. It's eerily similar. Really? Come on.
Yeah, everything about that game as a Packer fan hit just right for me.
On a side note?
Sure, how far aside?
Well, our fantasy team, we had drafted Aaron Rodgers as a backup.
Yeah.
I dropped him, and then I tried grabbing Jordan Love. Yeah.
I hope you do. Yeah. I would see fantasy football for me, if I'm not don't have any real rooting interest, I would like to see Jordan Love as my starter in fantasy football just to say I won with him. He had three touchdowns.
Yeah.
He had 200 plus yards. He completed all the passes that it looked like. He looked like he'd been doing this for a few years.
Now if he just gets some wide receiver help.
You know, that was kind of it, is the wide receivers they had. Jalen Reed looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Their rookie returning punts had a real nice return, a couple of nice catches. The tight end they drafted in the second round, Musgrave, he looked pretty good too. You know, three catches, 50 yards or so.
Right.
Looked like, a target in the middle of the field. That is exactly what a team like that needs. But,
I mean, the stats aren't overwhelming. I mean, he had, 245 yards, completion rate was 55.6%, 15 of 27.
Okay, not. I mean...
But he had three TDs, and he also had one sack, so...
Yeah, I'll accept all of those numbers.
It's not horrible by any means. I mean, it's way better than Kurt was.
You know who was horrible in this game for the Packers? A.J. Dillon. A.J. Dillon was terrible. He had like 13 carries, and I think he had less than 13 yards.
He had 19 yards.
Ugh. I mean, that's...
Aaron Jones had 9 carries of 41 yards.
He looked good.
We did right up until the last touchdown where he strained his something.
Yeah.
So he's questionable for this week. Yeah.
But AJ Dillon didn't... I'm hoping that's somehow a glitch. I'm hoping somehow he's better than I think he is.
I didn't realize that Aaron Jones caught 2 passes for 86 yards.
Yeah. Although he had a 61 yarder. Yeah. That was a... He was
51.
Yeah, 51. He looked great, which, by the way, if he's hurt, that makes a big, big impact on what the Packers can do as a defense or as an offense, because, like I said, A.J. Dillon doesn't look like somebody that a defense has to – a defense should be so lucky that they just keep handing it to A.J. Dillon, apparently. So, but without wide receivers, kind of hard to judge what a quarterback can do.
Right. Bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome.
I don't have a button for that.
I know. I didn't know.
Yeah. Is there a sign for that? Can I make that?
No, I'm not going to be looking at you.
I'm looking at all the stats.
A big producer, remember?
About the Packer game, their offense looked great. I can't say anything bad about their offense. And quite honestly, I can't say anything real bad about their defense.
No, they look. I mean, it's also Chicago.
Chicago is supposed. I mean, you play.
There was a few people out there thinking that Chicago could make a run at the division title. Yeah. I mean, if you do the hot take and the, you know, whatever reaction overreaction was after after the one game, it's no.
Well, it's a thing where people are saying the Packers might win 7, maybe 8 games this year.
God, if they keep on, yeah.
And they were saying that the Bears might win 6 or 7. Games. So the Packers are supposed to be better than the Bears, but I mean, I guessed 31-17 last week and wasn't far off. The Packers defense, I mean, they're all healthy and all 150 first round picks they have on their defense all played really, really well. Yeah. They covered the wide receivers. They covered DJ Moore was a non-factor. The number one wide receiver for the Bears.
Once again,
didn't do anything. Claypool, the guy they traded for last year,
they
didn't
do nothing. Fields trying to be that pocket passer more than they were. Mm-hmm. Let him run. Seems what else like you got to lose? You know,
seems like you should let him run. But I mean, you watch a quarterback get hurt. Sometimes your quarterback gets hurt in the first game, and it really makes an impact on what you can do.
Like Anthony Richardson.
Did he get hurt too?
Yeah, he went on the kind of one of the last series. He got nailed in the leg and. But he wasn't on the injury report, today, good. So he was still good practicing.
That guy's still super. I like the highlights. But,
yeah.
All those rookie quarterbacks lost this week. And I like watching that guy. Anytime you see a real athlete, it's amazing amongst NFL caliber athletes when a real good athlete sticks out. Like, it's just amazing.
He's gonna
to
take
watch
a couple
a guy
years.
Like that. Sure.
I mean, not having Jonathan Taylor there. For the next, for the now more, the three great remaining. Well, they might. Three more games. Not. He's still on the injured reserve or a POP list. But without having that real bona fide running game, he's not going. He's going to be running for his life too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what are they going to do? Team's going to be going. Is he going to be passing? No, he's going to run. He's going to try to run.
Right. And for all those athlete quarterbacks, you want to find out if they can pass. Yep. You don't want to find out that they can run because you know they can run past everybody on your team. Yep. So you got to hope that they are not good at throwing the ball.
Who's Green Bay play this week? You know?
I do not write off.
What?
Right off. Yeah. I hear you.
Mr. Packer fan?
No, they play the Falcons. Oh, yeah. Settle it. Take it down a notch. Falcons won. They're also 1-0. Falcons are an interesting matchup because they play as much like the Wisconsin Badgers of a couple of years ago played, where it's a power running. So they just run.
Bijan.
Yeah, and their backup, Algier. He was really good as a rookie last year. They have the best running attack in football.
Just nobody knows about Ritter.
As a
quarterback.
Okay, yeah. He was an unknown. It's strange when you're starting a third-round quarterback. Anytime it's not a first-round pick or a free agent, you always kind of wonder what these teams are up to. Like, what do they know that nobody else... What do you know about Sam Howell that no one else knows? What do you know about Desmond Ritter feel comfortable him as a third-round pick last year saying, yep, he's ready to go this year?
What did San Francisco see in Brock Purdy?
Well, I think they had no choice.
Well, that's valid too.
They had no quarterbacks, and they were like, "Wow, that guy worked out okay." But yeah, no, the Atlanta Falcons. I don't know either. They have some real premier talent, like on offense. They got Kyle Pitts was a
underutilized tight end,
most athletic prospect to come into the NFL draft as a tight end in
years.
Gronkowski. No. He was testing out stat wise like a wide receiver.
Yeah, but they don't use him. They haven't used him the last couple of years at all. Really,
he might not be very good. There might be discovery.
There might be a football IQ there that maybe just not a.
Well, you know, some guys just don't like to get hit. They might be really fast, but they don't like to block. And I'll tell you what, if you don't like to block on a team that runs it 40 times a game, like the Falcons ran it 37 times. When you look at the, when you're talking Minnesota Vikings ran it 14 times in a game, in a whole game. Atlanta did that on one drive. It will look methodical, but when you control the clock, you don't turn the ball over. You're consistently converting third and two. You're consistently looking at third and two. Because if you can just run it and run it four yards.
That's why I loved Kyle Rudolph from the Minnesota Vikings.
Sure.
Because he was tough.
Yep.
He blocked. He catched.
That's why you like George Kittle for the 49ers.
Yeah.
He's the same thing. You can put him
on. TJ Hawkinson, I love him
all
too.
Three downs. I mean, you can put him first, second, third. You can line him up in
that's
the slot.
That's why TJ's the most highest paid TD right now.
That's true. They know something that you know too. He's very, very good. Watching Atlanta is just a different animal to watch, and it really puts to the test how much talent the Packers do have on defense.
Right.
Because you name all the first round picks of the last couple of years played really well. This year's first round pick, Lucas Van Ness, had himself a sack, which was Devontae Wyatt had a sack and a half and looked like just a dominating inside guy for a guy who didn't do anything real productive for the entire year last year. He looked really good. Darnell Savage came out of nowhere to be probably their best run defender. Stat-wise, he had like 10.
But once again...
And Quay Walker had a pick six. I didn't even mention their starting middle linebacker had a 30-yard return for a touchdown.
But once again, it's against the Bears.
Aaron
Rodgers passed ownership on to Jordan Love. Congratulations.
You sound bitter. Dude,
31 years I've had to deal with you Packer fans because you've had great picking up quarterback. Let him sit for 3 years.
Like a better team.
Oh, my God. No.
Like a team that doesn't disappoint you every single year.
Yeah.
Or, like I said,
you've been lucky.
30 years of all-pro quarterbacks doesn't feel like luck.
Ted Thompson, in the Ron same Wolf, way
that,
whatever.
In the same way that losing for 30 straight years doesn't seem like luck either.
Not really.
You have to be pretty good at losing to lose in the ways that the Vikings have lost, by the way. Can we do that after the season is done? Can we just recap some of the ends of Viking seasons?
God, I hope they do really well then.
we'll talk about the game last year.
We'll see if we can't get an hour slot for the wrap up everything. You know,
I would feel good talking about all sorts of that. Yeah.
See who's all ends up being the Super Bowl.
Quick side note before we do run out of time. Along those same lines, if there's anybody listening that would like us to do an hour long show during these really, really nice football seasons and fun baseball seasons, let WDR send them an email. They'll get back to us. They'll let us know. I would love to
go to the website, WDRT.org. Go to our page.
Thank you, man.
Contact us.
Do that. Because I could do an hour.
Most of you that are listening to our show and enjoy our show probably know one of us personally.
Tell us.
Just tell us.
Yeah, tell us how. Yeah, pat us on the back. Tell us how much you like this. Yeah,
do this.
But yeah, I could do an hour because we didn't. We're almost, what do you got, like 5 minutes left?
Yeah.
Good. I wish we had 35 more minutes left because we had to gloss over all sorts of, like, I'd like to talk some playoffs.
Do you want to talk about the certain person that's in the New York?
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers got hurt on Monday.
After the fourth play.
Fourth snap.
The greatest moment, the meme that's going out, the greatest moment of his Jet career was running out with the American flag.
That was it too. Yeah.
I was because the rest, those four plays that he did.
I mean, my kids were wondering why did Aaron Rodgers run out there with the flag? So I explained to them what was going on. It was 9/11.
Yeah,
right. And it's Aaron Rodgers, and it's Monday Night Football. They knew he got traded to the Jets. They've been keeping up on sports all of a sudden in the last. I make them keep up on sports, and they're really good about keeping up on sports.
You should have them read the stats. And then they
watched. I was grabbing something to eat. I came back, And they had to explain to me, Aaron Rodgers just, he's done. He's limping off the field, Dad. He hurt his foot. And at that point, you know, it works pretty well. You started seeing reports pretty quickly that that Aaron Rodgers blew his Achilles, and you could see in slow motion that might have been what
we watched his calf reverberate. Man, oh my God, that looks horrible!
Terrible. I mean, you feel bad because there aren't anybody who isn't an Aaron Rodgers fan enough to root for him to get hurt. You just didn't want him to be
win.
I mean, as you didn't, and as a Packer fan, now watching your former best player limp off the field. You know that you were going to get a first-round pick, and now you only get a second-round pick. And,
but there's fans but man, that are just
you want the best players to be right. this whole season.
You don't want him out for the whole year like this.
Yeah, no, not. I wanted to see if it was worth. I wanted to see if he was still good. I wanted to see if he was right. I wanted to see if the Packers were right in letting him go. I wanted to see if he was right for saying
I kind of feel bad for the Jets. Because they've been historically, they have the worst luck in the world.
Well, they also signed Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb just for that guy. Yeah. And their whole season was based, their whole run of their franchise was based around winning this year with this guy, and then you see what you have. And
I feel bad for Garrett Zach Wilson. I don't keep on saying Garrett.
Yes, you do. It was confusing last year too. Yeah.
No, I feel bad for him because I was thinking, you know, he'd get a good solid year behind Aaron Rodgers, mature a little bit more, learn those things that only somebody like...
He had four snaps, and now he's their starter. There isn't an option better than your backup quarterback.
I mean, you're not going to call up Drew Brees or Tom Brady.
There's nobody...
Not Tom Brady. That'd be funny.
I mean, that's just it. Yeah, right? Like, who could they... The irony. No. You are absolutely playing...
Well, they got to know now at this point.
Right. Well, they must have known he's good enough to be on the team because when they replaced all these other parts, they didn't replace their backup quarterback.
Right. So they have faith in them.
And you're going to find out it was a really tough thing to see. They won for what that's worth. So
it was a great ending of it, though. I mean, that undrafted
Jets team is really, really good.
That defense
They're well coached and well positioned. So if Zach Wilson can be three quarters of the player that Aaron Rodgers is,
let's look at some of the quarterbacks. We could do that maybe next week. But some of the quarterbacks that went to the Super Bowl: Brad Johnson.
Oh sure,
Flacco, right. Which has been
Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback of this generation, talent wise. He won one Super Bowl.
Right.
The list goes on and on. The amount of quarterbacks who aren't great that have won Super Bowls is almost probably more than the amount of great quarterbacks who have won. So, we will talk about some of that next week. We will try to parse it down a little bit next week. This has been a really good speed talking show. We've really jammed things all full of information.
You still got 30 seconds, buddy.
No. We're gonna play a song now. We're gonna fit in a song.
We don't have time for a song.
Nah, just kidding. We remember we used to be a music show. We just break this up with a song in the middle of it, and now we don't. Is there anything exciting for your world of sports?
No.
Or otherwise?
No, it's all Vikings now.
Oh.
I don't follow college.
Well, you know
much.
What? If we were talking sports, everybody listening should go down to the Demo Derby
Saturday
and watch the WDRT car smash things to pieces.
Yes.
For a good cause, I'm sure. But if you needed a reason, go watch that. It's fair weekend. So, I don't know. Everybody have a really good week. Thanks for listening. Catch us on something somewhere. Have a wonderful week.